The second student to die in a frat house this month attended the University of Colorado at Boulder. The school has also seen a rise in underage drinking. Earlier this year, an investigative panel found alcohol and sex were being used as incentives to recruit high school students for the football team. Bob Most is the chairman of the Standing Committee on Substance Abuse at the University of Colorado. He says in recent years, the school has implemented a number of policy changes to discourage students from drinking.
The ones that have been most recent in our changes is we have implemented a web-based alcohol education course that is mandatory for all freshmen, and we have tightened up on our standards, whereas a student who is found to be in violation of our policies will be placed on one semester probation. If they're found to have a second violation while on probation, they will be suspended. And with the policies being as stringent as they are, we try to do very simple campaigns, asking the question, how much is that second beer worth to you? Because an out-of-state student who's suspended loses approximately $14,000 because there's no refund in room, board, tuition, books, etc. That's a very stiff price.
And under what circumstance would that out-of-state student be suspended?
Could be as simple as being found on two different occasions to be in possession of alcohol and being underage.
And possession of alcohol on campus or off campus?
Both. We have a good working relationship with the city of Boulder, and we have made it clear that our on-campus judicial boards have jurisdiction on off-campus behaviors.
You know, despite this effort to crack down on alcohol, you have this picture that plays out in campuses all across the country, and which we just heard about in the previous piece, where police and university officials are present at tailgate parties and festivals and bonfires, where students who are underage are drinking out in the open. And when this happens, it suggests something less than a zero-tolerance policy on drinking.
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, I just received a letter from a fellow in Denver, and he was just adamant, you know, we need to expel students for any possession of alcohol. You know, and at some point, the answer is that does become easy to articulate, and zero tolerance sounds real nice, but what you really have to have is buy-in from the majority of the community. If we're picking on the underage people and we're throwing them in jail, we're eventually going to drive them all into one side of this issue, and we will lose. We need to make sure that overall people are talking about health and safety of individuals and the community. And if the students will talk to each other and say, hey, don't do that or don't do that here, we will be much further along. That will not solve it alone, but we really have to have buy-in of the larger community.
In the end, are we really talking about stemming the problem? Is this something that can be completely eradicated? Is that realistic?
I often say to people as a little social experiment, I said, let's go to the next home football game here. We're going to sit right on the 50-yard line, and you're going to break out a little flask, and you're going to take a very public drink out of it, maybe offer it to the people around you. And I said, what do you think would happen? And most people would say, well, probably nothing. People might laugh. Somebody might say, could I have some of that? I said, I'm going to light up a cigarette. Now, we have a beautiful open stadium, nice breeze. There's nothing but fresh air here anyway. I have no doubt that absolute strangers would start to confront me and say, you can't do that here, please put that out. And if you don't put it out, I'm going to call a cop. That's a cultural shift, and that was not believable about 20-some years ago when we talked about tobacco. I think we have reason to believe we can change some of this. We need to talk about getting ahead of the curve. We've got to talk about prevention.
Bob Most, thanks so much for talking to us.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Bob Most is the chairman of the Standing Committee on Substance Abuse at the University of Colorado.